Law 1. The Law of Significance. 1 is too small a number to achieve greatness. Who are your personal heroes? Okay, maybe you don't have heroes exactly. Then let me ask you this. Which people do you admire most? Who do you wish you were more like? Which people fire you up and get your juices flowing? Do you admire business innovators such as Jeff Bezos, Fred Smith, or Bill Gates? Great athletes such as Michael Jordan, Marion Jones, or Mark McGuire? Creative geniuses such as Pablo Picasso, Buckminster Fuller, or Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart? Pop culture icons such as Madonna, Andy Warhol, or Elvis Presley? Spiritual leaders such as John Wesley, Billy Graham, or Mother Teresa? Political leaders such as Alexander the Great, Charlemagne, or Winston Churchill? Film industry giants such as D.W. Griffith, Charlie Chaplin, or Steven Spielberg? Architects and engineers such as Frank Lloyd Wright, the Sterrett Brothers, or Joseph Strauss? Revolutionary thinkers such as Marie Curie, Thomas Edison, or Albert Einstein? Or maybe your list includes people in a field I didn't mention. It's safe to say that we all admire achievers, and we Americans especially love pioneers and bold individualists, people who fight alone, despite the odds or opposition, the settler who carves a place for himself in the wilds of the frontier, the Old West sheriff who resolutely faces an enemy in a gunfight, the pilot who bravely flies solo across the Atlantic Ocean, and the scientist who changes the world through the power of his mind. The Myth of the Lone Ranger. As much as we admire solo achievement, the truth is that no lone individual has done anything of value. The belief that one person can do something great is a myth. There are no real Rambos who can take on a hostile army by themselves. Even the Lone Ranger wasn't really a loner. Everywhere he went, he rode with Tonto. Nothing of significance was ever achieved by an individual acting alone. Look below the surface and you will find that all seemingly solo acts are really team efforts. Frontiersman Daniel Boone had companions from the Transylvania Company as he blazed the wilderness road. Sheriff Wyatt Earp had his two brothers and Doc Holliday looking out for him. Aviator Charles Lindbergh had the backing of 9 businessmen from St. Louis and the services of the Ryan Aeronautical Company, which built his plane. Even Albert Einstein, the scientist who revolutionized the world with his theory of relativity, didn't work in a vacuum. Of the debt he owed to others for his work, Einstein once remarked, "Many times a day I realize how much my own outer and inner life is built upon the labors of my fellow men, both living and dead, and how earnestly I must exert myself in order to give in return as much as I have received." It's true that the history of our country is marked by the accomplishments of many strong leaders and innovative individuals who took considerable risks, but those people always were part of teams. Economist Lester C. Thurow commented on the subject, "There is nothing antithetical in American history, culture, or traditions to teamwork. Teams were important in America's history. Wagon trains conquered the West. Men working together on